Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Sunday, after the Feast of the Epiphany, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So it's a great opportunity for us to reflect on the institution of marriage and family, and how we should try to make our families, model our families according to the example of the Holy Family of Nazareth. A certain famous preacher once said that preserving Christian family life is the necessary condition for preserving a Christian society. But if we look at our society today, we see that there is a great intent to destroy the family. We have almost forgotten the true meaning of marriage, which today is threatened by the disease of relativism and secularization. It is no longer God's revelation nor the basis of family life, the foundation of family life. Instead, we are the ones who get to decide what family is all about. But does it matter if two persons with same-sex attractions decide to live in a homosexual relationship backed by the approval of state law and public opinion? Does it matter that a young couple will decide to live together without the grace of the sacrament of marriage? Does it matter that couples who are no longer mutually attracted to one another easily decide to break up and seek other partners? We are all free to choose how we live our lives. And of course, when we make a choice as rational human beings, we must also be ready to accept the consequences. Marriage as a union between man and woman is willed by God for the purpose of bringing up children. This is the primary purpose of marriage as a sacrament. Be fruitful and multiply. This is how God blessed Adam and Eve. Marriage between a man and a woman for the sole purpose of extending God's gift of love to as many souls as possible. So the husband and wife, who in marriage live according to God's divine will, become his collaborators in establishing his kingdom on earth. They receive the mission of calling other souls to become part of God's church. Christ came to earth to call all men into God's kingdom, and he began with the family. The Christian life, the life of sanctification, begins in the family, the domestic church. Christ began his mission in the Holy Family of Nazareth, and Christian families can learn a lot from the Holy Family. Marriage and family life provide an opportunity to grow in holiness, strengthen the culture in which we live, and overcome great obstacles. If we live according to God's plan, we are able to overcome the greatest obstacles, those great obstacles that threaten the integrity of family life. And we can learn a few lessons from the Holy Family of Nazareth. First of all, we learn a lesson of chaste love. Mary was a young maiden who desired so much to consecrate her virginity to God. And God, pleased with this sacrifice, chose her to accomplish his divine will and provided for her in Saint Joseph a guardian and protector. There are some who affirm that Saint Joseph must have been an old man with children of his own from a former marriage, but this isn't true. According to what the popes and holy fathers have told us, Saint Joseph was a young man who was also chaste and pure, who desired to live a life of consecrated virginity, or else he couldn't have been chosen. To fulfill for which he was chosen, he had to possess the same purity of the Mother of God. Another lesson families learned from the Holy Family is a lesson of obedience to God's manifest will. In Scripture, we find lots of examples to illustrate this. Mary, in obedience to God, accepts to be the mother of Jesus. Saint Joseph, in obedience to God, takes Mary as his wife, flees with Jesus and Mary when danger threatens, and returns to Nazareth when the danger ceases. All this he does under the direction of the angel sent by God. Jesus himself, in obedience to God, becomes a man like us and submits himself to the authority of human parents. In the Holy Family, we see that desire to know God's will. Authority of those whom God has placed over us. So children should obey their parents. Wives should be submissive to their husbands. And husbands must submit themselves to God's law and govern their families according to God's law. One other important lesson that we learn from the Holy Family, especially for our society today, is a lesson of silence. Silence which helps us to combat the pressures and the noise of this world. It is in silence that we contemplate and communicate with God. The childhood of Jesus, under the discipline of his parents, was a preparation for his mission. The Holy Family offered a sanctuary away from the negative influences of this world. Families today have a great responsibility of offering this kind of sanctuary, this environment, which provides children with the possibility to grow healthily, to grow in God's love. Foster silence in your homes. Remove the distractions and negative influence that come from the internet, the TV, and cell phones. As parents, the formation of your children is your primary responsibility. Your homes should be sanctuaries where God is the center of family life. Family prayer helps to keep God at the center. Father Peyton, the founder of the Family Rosary Crusade, is famous for these words: "The family that prays together stays together." Crucial moments of prayer that foster family life and communion are, for example, prayer at meals, the prayer of the Angelus at midday and at 6 p.m., the family rosary, and attendance at Sunday Mass together as a family. There are many other lessons we learn from the Holy Family. The ones I've mentioned are just a few. Let us try to model our families according to the example of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Only in this way can we foster a strong Christian culture and mentality in our society today. Our society needs courageous Christian families who, by their correspondence to God's divine plan, contribute in establishing God's kingdom in the hearts of all men. It is difficult to live the Christian life in a world that doesn't understand the simplicity of the Holy Family of Nazareth, but this is not impossible. We are called to be in the world, but not of this world. We have the Holy Family as an example for our own families. From them we learn to live holy lives. We learn to help. We help to change the culture in which we live. Let us ask the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to help us, teach us as parents, as children, to construct Christian families that help build a Christian society in our world today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.